We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Will Shanley. He is the Step Up for Better Health Engagement Coordinator with United Healthcare. Thank you very much for joining me today, Will. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Glad to be able to talk to you and your listeners about what we have going on this month.
Now, this month is Move More Month, Step Up for Better Health. Tell us a little bit about that. What is Step Up for Better Health?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. So April is recognized as Move More Month, you know, really providing an opportunity for people in California and all across the country to dedicate themselves to moving more. You know, we know that walking is a great way to maintain and improve your health. You know, countless studies have really shown that it can have a beneficial impact on your life, preventing chronic conditions and helping those with chronic conditions such as diabetes more effectively manage those. And so throughout the month of April, we are calling on people in California and all across the country really to move more. And it's a simple step of trying to walk more on a daily basis and to incentivize folks to get out there and make walking a part of their daily life. We've created a website called UHCWalkingMaps.com, and it's a really informative website and provides 10,000 step walking tours all across the country. So if you're curious as to what are some great routes in Los Angeles that might be good for you to go and take a walk on, the website provides that information, really curated 10,000 step walking tours all across the country with scenic sites, as well as tips on how people can walk more effectively. And to really make it that much more worthwhile for folks to do it, if you go to the webpage, pledge to walk more, you'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes for a chance to win one of hundreds of walking-related prizes, including Apple Watch. So we really want to, motivate people, get them engaged in their walking, get them engaged in their health, and we think that this pledge, the sweepstakes, and the walking map is a great way to do that.
Great. Now, walking is, of course, more than something that we just need to do to get from place to place. It has some real benefits to it, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Studies have shown time and again that walking is an effective way to improve your health. It actually has the lowest dropout rate of any type of exercise. So when it comes to finding a way to get people to stay engaged in their health, walking is really just is a great way for people to do that. And we want people to be mindful of setting realistic but also meaningful daily walking targets. So the science has really shown time and again that it is important to aim for that 10,000 step threshold, which I mentioned the website UHCWalkingMaps.com shows these walking maps or routes at 10,000 steps. But that's only one piece of the puzzle. So for people who want to say, hey, how can I make walking a part of my daily routine? There are a few pieces of advice that, we kind of try and stress to our members at United Healthcare, and it's an acronym called FIT, and it stands for Frequency, Intensity, Tenacity. And it's an easy way to try and remember what are some ways that I can make walking really effective for me. And so frequency, 500 steps within 7 minutes, six times per day. So what the studies have shown is that, yes, you want to go on those long walks, and yes, you want to aim for 10,000 steps, but you also want to be active throughout the day. You know, as a culture, we tend to watch TV, get in the car, drive to work, work behind a computer, come home, and, maybe squeeze in a hour-long visit to the gym. But other than that, you're being very sedentary the rest of the day. So the frequency goal is, hey, take some time time throughout the day to go on short walks. While it may seem insignificant in the moment, cumulatively, you getting up throughout the day and taking these short walks, being frequently active, has been shown to really have a positive impact on your health. So that's the frequency goal. The intensity goal is 3,000 steps within 30 minutes. So that is taking that brisk walk. So kind of like if you were wanting to get to your flight at the airport, and you're walking with, you know, a purpose. So, you know, can you do a 30-minute walk where you're getting in 3,000 steps, slightly elevate your heart rate, but make it a point to really have that dedicated bout of 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise to get your heart rate up a little bit has been shown to have a, you know, very important impact, positive impact on your health. And then finally, it's that tenacity measure, that 10,000 steps throughout the day. So, you know, cumulatively, you want to be aiming for 10,000 steps, which is approximately 5 miles, which, you know, for folks who are just starting out with walking is an ambitious target, but it's taking those micro adjustments. It's taking the stairs instead of the elevator. It's parking a little further away. And like I said, just really trying to incorporate, look at your experience throughout the day and where can I fit in additional opportunities to walk. And, you know, for me personally, that was the big eye-opener when I started participating in our program, where it gets people, it actually incentivizes people through United Healthcare Insurance to hit those 3 daily targets. It was an eye-opener for me because I'm the type of person who goes for, you know, a 3 or 4 mile run in the evening, and I think I'm doing what I needed to do, but I realized I was sedentary so much of the day. And so now it's, I, as I, you know, get up, I put on my activity tracker, I recognize, am I getting these 3 goals, the frequency, intensity, tenacity, and it has really made a big difference in motivating me to stay active throughout the day instead of just waiting for me to get off of work and going for a run, just recognizing that, hey, it's important to take stock of what level activity you're taking on a day-to-day basis and try and squeeze in additional opportunities to become more active.
Now, a lot of research has been done into the benefits of walking. What are some of those benefits?
Yeah, so I think the big one is it has a real positive impact in terms of lowering your risk for a range of diseases. So it lowers the risk of heart disease. It lowers the risk of diabetes. It has been shown to ward off depression. It can strengthen bones. It really has a variety of positive impacts. And hey, everyone's wanting to look and feel their best. Studies actually have shown that increasing your daily step total has been shown to curb hunger. So if you're trying to get in shape and shed those pounds, I mean, we're all headed into the summer season pretty soon, right? We want to be looking the best for those trips to the beach. You know, if you can, a big part of that is diet. So studies have shown that consistently walking can help you curb those hungers and those cravings. So it really has both short-term and long-term positive impacts in terms of preventing and managing chronic conditions, but also helping people look and feel better. And really, when you start to get in that habit of walking and making walking, you know, part of your daily routine, it can really, you know, change your life and help you become healthier. Another thing I'll call out is that, you know, walking in terms of lowering your risk of certain chronic conditions and certain diseases like heart disease has been shown to be equally effective as running. So, you know, if you're out there and you're saying, boy, I should be running, yes, running's great, and running obviously is going to have health benefits, but don't shortchange yourself. If you're focused on walking, particularly if you're new to an exercise program, walking is a great way to get people rolling, get people feeling better, and then, hey, you know, if you're ramping up and you want to train for, you know, a 5K, a 10K, or something even longer, start with walking, and as you get in better shape and you're reaching your fitness goals, then you can, you know, work to take it to the next level as well.
Now, are there other things that we can do to make walking more fun and effective year-round?
Yeah, so the thing that I would call out, and I mentioned it earlier, is activity trackers. So you know, there are a lot of great pieces of technology out there that can actually give you insight into your activity level. So studies have shown that people actually overestimate how active they are by approximately 2 hours per week, and they underestimate their sedentary time by about 55 minutes. So when you start to use an activity tracker, it can give you a more realistic snapshot of how active you truly are. You know, we all like to think that we're healthy and doing the right things, but when you put on the activity tracker and you actually see what those totals are looking like, well, it can be an eye-opener that maybe you do need to make adjustments. The second piece that I will say is check with your health plan. You know, a lot of companies have great wellness incentives. So through United Healthcare, we have a program called United Healthcare Motion, and people get activity trackers, and they can earn more than $1,000 per year in financial incentives that can be used into their health savings account, health reimbursement account, used to cover medical expenses. And actually, later this year, we're going to enable people to use those incentives to earn an Apple Watch. So you basically receive an Apple Watch, start using it, use your incentives that you earn by meeting your daily walking goals to own that watch free and clear. So check with your health plan. You know, financial incentives are a real motivator for people. And I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize that my health plan, yes, it's providing medical coverage, and there's work, there's programs through the employer that I have that are helping me stay healthy. So recognize what is available to you and take advantage of it. You know, these incentives, like I said, can be in the, you know, north of $1,000 per year. So for me to be able to walk and earn financial incentives at the same time, it's a real win-win. So I'd say for folks to see what their health plan has, see what their employer offers, and you know, take advantage of those wellness incentives, because it can be a real motivator, and it can help you earn money for doing what you should be doing anyways to maintain your health.
Right. Now, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but how does the Step Up for Better Health Pledge Program work? And give us that website again.
Yeah, absolutely. So throughout the entire month of April, people can go to uhcwalkingmaps.com, uhcwalkingmaps.com, and sign the pledge to walk more. So it's not to walk, you know, 10,000 steps, just to walk more. Make walking a part of your daily routine. Go sign the pledge. You'll be entered, and you can win some great prizes. So we're giving away 10 Apple Watches. We're giving away 100 $100 gift cards to Foot Locker, and we're giving away for families out there what's called a Nerf Energy Game Kit. And it's essentially a type of Xer game where kids receive an activity tracker, and they can, the more they move in the real world, the more points they can use on a video game. And so it's helping kids realize that, hey, let's be active in the real world, and then that can earn me some incentive in the video game. So great way to learn about walking, check out these walking maps if you want some routes, some suggested routes. What's the most scenic route here in the Southern California area? We have these recommended 10,000-step walking routes. Great resources on additional pieces of information about walking, health benefits, what people can do to make it more effective and more fun. And then, like I said, if you sign the pledge, you could win some great prizes. Everybody wants an Apple Watch, right? So here's a way to, just by signing a pledge to become healthier and move more, you'll have a chance to do just that.
Now, before we close, is there anything you'd like to add to tell people about this Step Up for Better Health event?
Yeah, absolutely. So I want people to remember that, hey, your health is your most important asset you have. So let's all take steps, let's all take efforts to become healthier, and that starts with moving more, being more active. So, you know, United Healthcare is really committed to helping people live healthier lives, and we know walking is a great way to do that. So, you know, go to uhcwalkingmaps.com. Sign the pledge, become eligible for prizes, and hopefully that spurs people to make walking a part of their daily life, and everyone can feel better and take efforts to become as healthy as they can.
Okay, Will Shanley, Step Up for Better Health Executive Coordinator with United Healthcare. Thank you very much for joining me today, Will. Some great information.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.